The Dave Dameshek Football Program. Available on iTunes or at davedameshek.nfl.com. Now here's your host, Dave Dameshek.
Hi and hello, football fans. Welcome to the Dave Dameshek Football Program. Hope all's well wherever you are. We have once again departed Studio 66 for the second time in about 7 or 8 days so that we could visit one of Los Angeles or Southern California's many professional football teams as they toil in training camp. Right now we are in Costa Mesa where the Chargers are toiling. Last week we saw them going up against the Rams in a joint practice at the University of California, Irvine. Today, like I say, in Costa Mesa, coming up on the show, we're going to kibitz with the new quarterback of the defense for the Chargers. Late of the Carolina Panthers, it's Trey Boston. I hear this guy's a card, so I'm interested to kibitz with him. And also one half of the two Melvins we have some gifts for. We talked to Melvin Gordon and really enjoyed him a while back this summer. And now we're going to meet the other half of – I mean, it just seems weird to me that an NFL team would have two guys named Melvin and still expect to win, you know? That's what you do if you're doing like a spelling bee. Melvins do well in spelling bees. They don't do well in football, I wouldn't think. But they're bucking that. They're blowing up all my assumptions. And we'll talk to Melvin Ingram, star defensive end. We'll see what's going on with his pal Bosa and the rest. And in the meantime, we're laying here in the sun as the Chargers practice behind us here. And look who it is. Joining us, one of my oldest pals in the business. We used to kibitz on ESPN Radio here in Los Angeles. Now he is the voice of the pre and post game on AM 570. Why does that sound familiar to you? Probably because our regular pal on the show, Matt Money Smith, the now voice of the Los Angeles Chargers and the host, one half of the great Petros and Money show on AM 570. Now we're joined by the voice, like I say, of the pre- and post-game show for the Chargers. It's Beto Duran. What's the poop, fella?
Oh, I just need Vicente Fernandez right now. Some Chente to be playing to bring it all back to me, Dameshek.
You told me, you taught me all about Chente and his beautiful music when we were together.
And then you go on TV and you forget all about me and
that's
him.
How dare you? How
you forgot
dare
all
you
about
talk
us.
That
Good
way.
To see you, Sheck.
How are we in Mazel Tov, first and foremost, on this Chargers gig? Are they, in fact, now you're a homer, so you have to say it, but tell me why practically the Chargers are going to win the fight for Los Angeles against the Rams.
The fight for Los
That's
Angeles.
That's what it is.
It
and
really
you can,
is.
You can go with option C, too, if you want. The
Which
Raiders.
Is?
The Raiders. They kind of count still,
come on.
Right?
We can be homers, but let's be realists about it. It's a Raider town.
Do you really still believe that?
You know why? Because every single time I tweet about the Chargers, I get 5 tweets, Raiders fool, Raiders dog, and usually they're all my friends that reminded me that they're all Raider fans.
I was just going to say, that's not necessarily science that you're applying.
When I got the job for the postgame show for the 570 and I get to do Charger talk and all these texts from my friends, hey, congratulations, congratulations, Raider tickets, New Year's Eve, Raider tickets this, Raider that. And it's great. It's great to have football in Los Angeles. Saw it last year with the Rams, but they had the history here. And the Chargers, their history is in San Diego. And it's going to be a while. There is that hashtag fight for L.A., but how do you win anything in L.A., win any kind of fans? You have to win. You have to put a product on the field.
I agree with that, obviously. But you know what? When people say that, I think that's a little it's incomplete, at least. When people say, yo, L.A. fans, they're not gonna pay attention if you're not winning. What city do fans pay attention
exactly.
in if you're a bum team?
But in other cities, you have options. You don't have options. Here, you do. And the way the Dodgers are going, the Lakers are on the rise, and they're fighting
are
for
they? Are they?
I didn't say they're good. I said they're on the rise.
If they get LeBron James, then they'll be on the rise.
They're on the rise. I mean, they're trending up compared to where they've been the last couple of years. And so the attention is there. So this is a team that people – didn't really want here. It's like they show up and it's like,
Here's a show you and I should do on AM 570 for the Los Angeles sports fan. You are dyed-in-the-wool L.A. guy. You
Born
like
and
all
raised.
Those teams. I am a transplant.
Yep.
I don't care about the local teams.
No, you don't.
Necessarily. I mean, I don't dislike
what
them.
What studio are we in right now?
Well, we're not in 66. We're in Costa Mesa. You're not that confused.
Yeah, I just know 66 is with you all the time.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. He lives
you
in
tell
my
that
heart.
To anybody in L.A., they're like, what's a 66 for?
Well, you
Puig?
Know, that sounds like an indictment of my show that people
no,
don't know studios.
No, it's Puig. Nobody in L.A. knows that
they're missing the boat.
Because you're Pittsburgh.
What I mean, but for real, you know, people understand. This isn't a local conversation. People, pro football fans, understand rivalries, regional rivalries. People got into, whether you were in the Pacific Northwest or in Florida, I assume if you liked football, you understood why the Seahawks and 49ers was so mm-hmm. compelling there, why the Bears and Packers make sense, and why the Steelers and Baltimore make sense. Now I feel like this sets up to be just grand, not excluding mm-hmm. the Rams, but the Raiders in Vegas. And for the meantime, up in Northern California, this sets up to be wonderful stuff, and not just because of proximity, but because I have a sneaky feeling the Chargers, in good health, and that's a legitimate asterisk to put next to them, but if they can be healthy, I think they legitimately take a run at the Raiders this year in
the
division.
They keep healthy, of course not. You have Phillip Rivers, who's – we saw the joint practice with the Rams, and I'm not bashing on Jared Goff, but he's in his second year. This kid still has training wheels, and you see Rivers just throwing bullets all over the field. You see out here at practice all the time, you see the different experience level and what he is and why he's accomplished so much. You have the weapons with Antonio Gates going to the Hall of Fame and put on that jacket one time. Melvin Gordon coming in. You look at the defense, they have a lot of questions in the secondary, but you just talked to one of the M&Ms. That dude's a monster. Joey Bosa is...
Let me interrupt you for the people who don't understand the space-time continuum. All right, we did. All right, I'll pull back the curtain. Yeah, I talked to Ingram already, but I'm pretending like he hasn't come over here yet.
Okay, if you ever
get a chance... I'm pretending like you're my first guest.
Oh, if you ever do get a chance to talk to Melvin Ingram, he is awesome. You're going to love him.
In late night, you know, booking, like, you want to be the first guest. That's what I made you. I didn't want to say, like, Ingram is our...
I thought I was
the anchor.
I thought I was Corolla when Jimmy Kimmel wouldn't get any guests and just pop on in.
I mean, that is, yeah, that's what happened here. Right. But you know, we don't have to let everybody know.
The Chargers are a team, if they stay healthy, they could give them a run. And you look at it, this is a team that doesn't get much attention, but they have the weapons. Keenan Allen coming back and just watching him every single day at practice, coming off the ACL, only played half of a game last year. The way he runs around, looks mad. Love that attitude about him. If Mike Williams does get healthy, all indications are that.
Plus Hunter Henry.
Hunter
plus
Henry.
Travis Benjamin.
He has weapons to throw to. It could be a fun team. If obviously, that's with every team, if they stay healthy. But I like what they have, and they're building on it.
All right. Should we get to it then? Should we go to our first guest who I really haven't. Well, we did really talk to him, but
I just ruined the show, didn't I?
You didn't ruin anything. Well, I mean, you didn't help it with that. You didn't help it with that little pullback of the curtain. I was going to fake out the audience, but you know what?
Can we just blame your producer?
No, because you referenced Studio 66. My cardinal rule is no jive, and I guess I was attempting to jive the audience, and you straightened me out. Now I'm not jiving anybody. Hey, one thing I do want to tell
you.
You know what you should do, though, because we mentioned Hunter Henry and all the pass catchers? Do you know, and you should bring this up to your audience going forward, Antonio Gates played college basketball. Did you know about that?
Nah.
Yeah, he did.
No.
He's
been a tight end for 15 years.
I know, but in college, he played tight end. Also, Tom Brady, 6th-round draft pick.
The guy from Northern California?
If you've been watching Hard Knocks, one of the backup QBs, the one with the big beard, Ryan Fitzpatrick, went to Harvard.
Shut up.
Those are the kind of things that people love to learn about that you never get to hear about, but that's
how
why
do people not know that?
I don't know, but I'm here to let you know.
Usually
that.
I just hear that USC people went to USC. They remind me all the time they went to USC. I didn't know he went to Harvard. Wow.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
And Brady was 6th-rounder, huh?
That's right. He was a 6th-round pick.
Man.
Then he went on and won Super Bowls.
Who's he married to anyways?
I don't get involved in the players' personal lives. I wouldn't know the answer to that one.
I'm with you.
I'm glad that I do personally know Beto Duran. He's one of the good guys around. He has been for quite some time, and now he may well be on the sidelines while the Los Angeles Chargers take over the city of L.A. in 2017. What fun stuff. If in their debut season up here, if they take a run – by the way, that actually address that thing real quick, and then I'll let you go.
All right.
So the Raiders are going to be in Vegas. Everybody has the Raiders winning the division this year. Mm-hmm. What if the Chargers take a real run at them there? Do you think they win back? Because I have talked to Chargers fans who are San Diego-based or Chargers fans who now feel wounded, and now they can't root for them. Do you think ultimately they come back and root for the Bolt if they are good this year?
You're going to have the faction of fans that are just going to be completely, the Chargers are dead to me.
But I'd kind of be that way, to be honest. Yeah. No jive. If the Steelers left Pittsburgh, I would not root for them anymore.
But you're also going to have the fans like, oh, man, they weren't this good when they were down in San Diego. But you're going to get the wishy-washy fans like, you know what, I'm going to root for them. I'm not going to be all about it. But what they're going to do, if they do that, they're going to get the L.A. fans who haven't had anybody to root for, like myself, who, when they left when I was in junior high, and I've never had a team here that I rooted for. I tried rooting for different teams all over the country, even Pittsburgh, because my brother-in-law is from Pittsburgh.
Well, that's okay.
But I couldn't do it.
Well, no, I allow that exception. Yeah, people the world over.
But you get those kids.
Cool.
You get those people who don't have a team, and you know what? This is cool. You see a lot of like elementary and junior high kids. My kid being one of them. He's a Seahawks fan because he loved Pete Carroll when he went to SC, all that
kids
stuff.
Kids are front runners. Exactly. Nobody wants to say it, but I'll say it.
I'll say it. Kids are front runners, and they're impressionable.
I think I just quoted our president about another matter. No one else wants to say it, so I'll say it. It's true, and you know it's true, too.
Kids are front runners. That's it. But those kids, that's the generation of fans that you can go and hook right away. And so you're going to get the people who are going to hate everything about it. You're going to people who are going to be dead to me. But the wishy-washy fans, if they win, they're going to go with them. And you're going to get those teenagers, high school kids. It's the new thing. Like, all of a sudden, there were Clipper fans the last couple of years. All of a sudden, right?
Again, referring back to kids being front runners.
Exactly.
Right? I agree with that, and I'm glad that you didn't point out that I can say that if a team left the city of Pittsburgh, I would never root for them again. And you didn't point out, like, well, you left the city of Pittsburgh, you hypocrite. You didn't say that. And that I appreciate about
you. You still bleed. What kind of beer do you have? Old style.
I'm not from Chicago. Iron City.
See? You still have your roots. You still remember.
What I always say is black or white. I don't care about black or white as long as you're black and gold.
That's
a gold. Good catchphrase.
And first
right?
of all, if you should leave Pittsburgh for Hollywood, why not, Sheck? Mm-hmm. Why not?
Why? I mean, listen, it's just a shame to not share these looks with as many people as I can. I felt that it was my responsibility to sort of. What's it called when you go out and, like, you do a mission or whatever?
A mission?
You
know?
When you go out and you visit people in
like
the world.
Like the Mormons?
Yeah, like that.
You
That's what I am, but for Pittsburgh. I'm like a Lemieuxist. I go out and spread the good word, you know, to people who may not know about it.
A Lemieuxist.
Yeah. Like, I'll teach you about the things you don't know about the city of Pittsburgh.
I'm good. I don't need it.
Anywho, we should do a nice show together.
We should.
I'm the outsider, and I bring my outsider perspective to L.A., and then you tell us how it is to be dyed-in-the-wool L.A. fan.
So we make you a Mexican.
That's it. You're missing the point. All right. You know what? Go. I have Trey Boston and Melvin Ingram to talk with. Beto Duran, check them out if you're in the area or even if you're not.
Hey, I'm worldwide.
Yeah,
I'm national.
You did plug all your stuff.
Yeah, Duran Sports is the Twitter. The cool stuff is the Instagram, Beto Vision. That's also the Snapchat. And I have a podcast, Living the Dream, that I would love to have you on.
Oh, well, then, you know what? It's so funny. If you loved something that much, you probably would put an invite in.
Yeah, like four times that I've texted you. And I said,
oh, bunk.
And the one I was like, Shaq, and you wrote back, person. I'm like, wow, thanks.
Oh, because that was you.
Yeah. Oh,
I didn't know who it was. He wrote check. I didn't know who it was, so I wrote person because I didn't want to be rude and make like I wasn't enthusiastic in my response.
How's Guillermo doing?
Guillermo, the security guard?
Yeah.
He's doing well. He talk about ruling the world from the security guard shack to five nights a week. Good for Guillermo. Better for Beto Duran talking about the Chargers all year. AM 570 pre and post game, and like you heard, a lot of other ways to track him down too. What a pleasure to see you again, Beto.
Thank you, sir.
Chente. I wish we could play Chente, but we don't have the rights to play you
y
off
volver,
here.
Volver.
When we come back, though, here he comes, the new quarterback of the D, Trey Boston. All right, here he is, everybody, new to not just the Chargers but the Southern California. He matriculated in the state of North Carolina, then he played pro ball there and appeared in a Super Bowl with the Carolina Panthers. Now he is it fair to say you're the quarterback of the secondary of the Los Angeles Chargers?
I like that.
It's Trey Boston, everybody. No affiliation with Boston, the city, though.
No affiliation. You know, it's a great city. I like the Red Sox. They play training camp down in Fort Myers, Florida.
So you do like, because it would be an unfortunate irony if you didn't like
Boston
stuff, and yet you were stuck with that as your surname.
I like them. They do training camp down in Fort Myers, Florida. That's where I'm from. You know, my mom used to work there a little bit on the off season. I used to work the fast pitch. Used to pay me in cards, you know, because technically can't pay a 12-year-old.
Yeah, that makes sense, right.
So, yeah, man, I love them.
I like that they upheld the integrity of our nation's business practices.
Of course,
that's also important.
Of course.
So all right. So you arrive out here in Los Angeles or in Orange County for now. How did Carson strike you? The first preseason game under your belt.
It was good. The fans showed up. They showed out. I think it's a nice, intimate stadium.
I feel like it's going to be a cool space.
Yeah. There's not a bad seat in the house. You know, you look around. You know, on a regular. You know. Stadium, everybody would be in like 200s, you know, and 200s is a great seat. So I know they're going for big bucks, but if you can get in there, man, I know it's going to be rocking this season.
My guy Ike Taylor says that Casey Hayward and Jason Verrett are nothing less than the fourth best cornerback duo in the NFL. That seems like high praise, but I asked Casey about it. He was not flattered by it. Where should they come down? They're three tandems better than that duo?
Yeah, I think what people were trying to put in account is Jason didn't have a full season last year. Mm. You know, you didn't get to see a healthy third year. You know, Jason Verrett got hurt, fourth game, ACL. Right now, he's coming back. He's playing like himself. I think this year, you know, these guys are going to show and cause havoc. They allowed me to quarterback the defense and do what I got to do back there and have fun. You know, these guys are, you know, Pro Bowl corners. You know, what more can you ask for? So, in the tandem, nothing less than four. But this year, I'd like to see them at one.
Well, that back end tandem is dynamite, and now you're added to that secondary. Yeah. Up front, though, Bosa and Ingram. Are you blown away by what these two can do? Who's gonna have more sacks?
Oh, man, don't do that to me.
No, do it. Guess. Say one or the other, because there's only one correct.
Right. Don't tell Melvin, but I think Bose, man. Bose is just it's the both of them, but Bosa is just something to cause havoc, man. The both of them cause havoc, but Bosa is just something special about that guy. Has a little bit of Watt to him, but at the same instance, you know, the guy is just he's himself. You know, you can compare him to whoever you want, but the guy is going to be Joey Bosa at the end of the day.
Well, have you ever seen anybody who looks more like a guy who should be named Joey Bosa than Joey Bosa? You know what I mean?
I have not. That is definitely Joey Bosa. That's what I mean. You know, you can compare them who you want, but at the end of the day, that's Joey Bosa.
What about – you mentioned the name Watt there. I assume you were referring to one JJ. Oh, there he is right there.
That my
was
God.
Bosa went by us there.
Yeah.
Hey, Bosa, he says you're going to have more sacks than Ingram.
My guy. See what I'm saying?
I hope I wasn't so loud.
No, don't be too loud. That's what I'm saying, because Melvin's my guy.
I just wanted to let Bosa know you're in his corner.
You know, I think it's gonna be like something like, you know, 15 to 14. You know, it's going to be like, you know, something real close. You know what I mean?
I hear you.
You told me I had to pick one, though. You know what I mean?
Well, to see you did the right thing politically.
You handled that very nice.
You could have said 14 and a half sacks. That would have been a little close. All right, what's done is
done. Getting a little too close now.
Yeah, you're right. You mentioned the name Watt, JJ. And now there's TJ in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
You're a newcomer here. Maybe you probably can see the forest for the trees better than everybody else in this organization. Why is Derek Watt not playing some defense? Isn't that a missed opportunity?
Man, I'm going to let you know, the guy is just so talented. You know, he's kind of a guy you got to get the ball to, you know. Mm-hmm. The other Watts, you know, you see them, they're defensive guys getting sacks, but you don't see Derek Watt in there, you know, smacking guys up for us, you know. He's one of those guys. Imagine JJ Watt at fullback. You know what I mean?
Interesting thought.
See?
I also don't mind telling you that I feel like the position he would play is safety, and you don't want him to entertain that, because then what happens to Trey Boston?
Exactly. So you got Derek Watt. You put him at free safety. You know what I mean? That causes a little trouble for me. What happens to you? You know, then I got to be the energy guy on the sideline. You know what I mean? Somebody has to bring, you know, something to the team. You know, you got to find a new role. So I'm happy Derek, you know, is fullback.
Speaking of that, I know you're a Charger now, and you're playing with hopefully future Hall of Famer Phil Rivers and all that. But Cam Newton, does it surprise you with a little bit of distance now? I have my own thoughts, but I'm asking you, why does America seem skeptical of Superman? The guy who went 15-1 throwing the ball, with all due respect to Philly Brown and the rest of the pass catchers. I mean, you guys went 15-1.
Yeah.
Why do people continue to sort of not hold Cam Newton up to, as far as I'm concerned, among the, you know, the top 3 to 5 quarterbacks in the game?
Yeah, I think just because he does it a little bit different. You know, when we're kids, we're always taught, have fun. This is a game. You know, go out there, have fun with your friends. This is who you play for. And we get to the league and we tend to lose that a little bit. You know, you're an adult. You're a quarterback. Be quiet. Say this. Do that. You know, and this guy is showing you how to – I mean, that team, we showed the world how to have fun, you know, taking pictures on the sideline.
I couldn't agree more.
Everybody's asking, you know, how are y'all doing that?
Oh, my. Shame the devil. He danced.
Exactly.
He showed joy at doing his job well. Whatever will we do?
Exactly. So, you know, you have people who, you know, are always going to put you down no matter what you do, you know. But I think there's a lot of guys and people who support him as well. And he knows that. I watch them and I keep up with them this year. And I love to see what he's going back to. You know, I see him over there in camp. He might not be throwing every day, but he's himself. He's out there with his swagger. He's getting that team juice, man. And I want those guys to have the great season. Hopefully we can meet them in the Super Bowl. You know, I don't have to play them during the season, so I get to talk and praise them. But, you know, those guys, I would like them to see them get back to Carolina football.
In a weird way, isn't your new QB standing right behind us there,
yeah,
number 17? Aren't they sort of kindred spirits in that they continue to sort of be themselves in a world when most quarterbacks – get to a point like, it's just not worth it
exactly
to say anything that's going to make a headline.
Yeah.
It seems to me Phil Rivers remains the genuine article.
I mean, you got a guy who's, you know, done it for a long time, been there, done that. He's a guy who's very comfortable, you know, doesn't have to worry about much. You know, he gets to be himself, you know, and we have a coach and a staff who allows us to be ourselves. They allow us to, you know, come out here and have the fun that we want to, you know, have. But at the same time, you have to focus. You know, we're a player coach team. You know, our coaches coach us, but they want us to rely on each other to, you know, coach each other up. We can have fun, but don't get lost in the sauce. You know, you got to make sure that you're getting your job done at the end of the day.
All right, last question for you, Trey Boston. Who has the best hair? There's a lot of long hair flowing in Costa Mesa right now.
I'm honestly best hair. I mean, I'm only second guessing for TV, but, you know, honestly, it's me. I'm not going to second guess myself. I'll give you a second. You're going to have to go with, like, you know, Jason Verrett, you know, Jahlil Adai, you know, second to me in the Drake game.
I got you.
You know
I
what
you,
mean?
Right.
Keep those guys up there, but, you know, when it comes to the Drake game, guys know hair game is me. Super flow.
I've talked to a lot of football players, and I like your way, Boston.
You
Let's
know,
do it again.
I appreciate you, big man. Thanks for having me.
There he goes. Look at that. The new quarterback of the defense of your Los Angeles Chargers, everybody, Trey Boston.
He's Dave Dama.
Better even than advertised. I like this, Boston. Emma VP, get him back on the show. ASAMP. Now coming over, here he is, Melvin Ingram, number 54.
Dave.
All right, now we're completing the circle. About 6 weeks or so ago, we really enjoyed talking to Melvin Gordon, star running back of the Los Angeles Chargers. Now we're joined by another Melvin, and I'll start there with, you know, pass rusher supreme, Melvin Ingram. How are you? A pleasure to see you.
I'm good. It's always a pleasure for you having me.
Well, first thing, I don't want to start off in a, you know, in a negative way, but how far realistically can a pro football team expect to go when they have not one but two guys named Melvin on it? Come on, Melvin?
Two is always better than
that's
one.
That's like that. You win the chess club match if you have two Melvins, but you don't win pro football
games,
do you?
Yeah, you do. When you got two Melvins like we got, you do.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
All right, don't give me such a hard look.
I'm just saying. I just wanted to clear that up.
All right. Who do you like better? Who's more important to the success of the Chargers, Melvin Ingram or Melvin Gordon?
I feel like we both are.
Oh.
Because there's two sides to every football team, and we got an offensive side and a defensive side. I feel like he's one of the most important keys over there, and I feel like I'm one of the most important keys over here. So when you put both of that together, sky's the limit.
What do you make of your tandem? A lot of people talking, myself included, you know, Verrett and Hayward, dynamite mm-hmm. tandem, but there's even more buzz about what Bosa and Ingram might do in 2017. How's Bosa looking going into year two?
He's looking good. Coming to work, getting his craft in every day. We come to work every day and try to critique our craft. We try to get better every day, and that's what – he's looking real good every day he coming out here to work.
Who's going to have more sacks in 2017, Ingram or Bosa?
It's a hard decision. If I would sit here and say somebody else, then I couldn't classify myself as one of the greats.
That's
so
true.
I definitely feel like I'm going to have more.
Well, okay, but just so you know, Trey Boston said a half a sack more for Bosa.
Hey, everybody entitled to their
own
opinion.
He's rooting for you to win. I want you to know that.
Everybody entitled to their own opinion. As long as both of us getting sacks and we racing to get the most, we're going to have a good year.
I'll ask you what I asked Boston as well. Have you ever met anybody who looks more like he should be named Joey Bosa than Joey Bosa?
I feel like everybody in this world look like how their name is. Once you get called that for so long, you start looking like it.
I see. Yeah. I got you. And, you know, we talk about Melvin Gordon, your pal. You guys are, you know, joined now forever with the M&M campaign.
Yeah, of course.
Who, by the way, who would win in a fight, a badger or a gamecock?
Is that a question?
Yeah, it would be a badger.
A gamecock. Definitely.
Why would a gamecock be able to beat a feral beast like a badger?
A gamecock is a chicken that fights to the death.
Is that what it
to
is?
To the death. It don't stop till somebody's heart stop beating.
Even against a badger?
Even against anything.
Interesting.
Yes, definitely.
All right, well, I brought gifts, and I hope you can pass them along to your friend Gordon as well here.
Definitely,
I got you. What do we have here? Oh, we have all manner
okay.
of M&Ms. Look at that.
Definitely.
Because Gordon recorded a little message for M&M's and said, like, what are we doing here? Like, marketing department of M&M's.
We're going to get it right. We got a lot of stuff coming soon.
Do you? Okay. Yeah. Here, just why don't we try a couple of these? I just knocked out a couple of potential, you know, you need a tagline if you're going to be the spokesman. Why don't you do M&M's, no meat, right? That's like a good way to sell it because a lot of people are vegetarian now.
I don't think that's a good one. Okay. No, that's not a good one.
M&M's, they taste pretty good.
No, that's not good. You gotta have a good slogan. You gotta have like a good catchy slogan, like a great slogan that catches the world.
Okay, how about M&M's? Our helmets are made out of those shells.
No, man. What are you making this up from? Your
I
kids?
Thought these were pretty good ideas.
No.
I'm trying to help you, and then all you do is criticize.
It's positive criticism, though.
Okay. You're trying to make me better. This is how you talk to Bosa. Like, now, good enough, or do you want to get better, kid?
Exactly.
Ingram's giving Damashek
right never, now. You never got it. You never did enough. You always can do more. So I'm just trying to give you – positive criticism to put you in the right direction. Like, M&M is the best part you came up with.
Okay.
But you got to come up with something more catchy at the end.
Well, I mean, Gordon really came up with that, not me. But how about this? M&M's, they make you good at stuff. Right? You know?
No.
I mean, you're a tough audience, man.
Yeah, you got to – when you say the right thing, even these people be like, yeah, that's it.
I got you.
So everybody around going to be like, yeah, you did it.
Ingram, I find you to be, I always hearken back to that playoff game up in Cincinnati about 3 years ago, and I felt like you took the game over. You wrecked everything that Andy Dalton and company wanted to do.
Yes, sir.
And I think in 2016, you finally started to get your due. And one thing that's plagued you is something that's gone on with the Chargers for a couple of years now, the injuries. What gives already? What, legitimately, do you guys talk about that? How do you get past that? Or does it just cross your face? Oh, Keenan Allen, everybody.
To be honest, injury is something you really can't control. It's something that happens. I just feel like us as athletes, you got to put yourself in the best position possible not to get hurt. You got to put the right things in your body. You got to take care of your body the right way. And I feel like as you come in this league and as you grow as a player, you learn what are those right things to do with your body and put in your body.
All right. Fair enough. Let's hope you have good health because, I mean, I look at that roster. You guys are ready to take the West, even though people are sleeping on you a little bit.
Hey, we'll wake them up pretty soon.
How do you feel about Carson? You have one preseason game under your belt. Was it a cool environment?
Yeah, the environment is amazing. It's like the fans are so close they can touch you, and it's like back to the basics. It's really amazing in there. I love it. I love the field. I love the fans. I love the stadium. I love everything about it.
All right. Well, cool. And the other thing is, you know, you have J.J. Watt. You know, he's one of the best at what you do out there in the world, if not considered to be the best. Now there's T.J. Watt in Pittsburgh. What are the Chargers doing? You ever go to the coaches and say, like, hey, shouldn't Derek be playing defense already?
No.
Right? Isn't that a wasted thing?
No, I feel like Derek balances their family out. You got a J.J. Watt, Derek Watt, then T.J. Watt. So it balances it out. Everybody can't play D. They got to be able to practice against something. So when they was growing up, Derek get to practice against blocking them.
Okay. What do you make of what Hayward told me? Because your boy Gordon – I couldn't help but notice Melvin Gordon in person, striking, big guy, big guy. got those skinny calves, though.
Yeah.
He says they've plagued him for his whole life. You know, he says, and Hayward told me that some of you guys call him now Eggman.
Yeah, he's heavy
up top. But
definitely.
You call him the Eggman.
Male swole up top with little legs, but, hey, long as they get the job done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love, you know what? I like where that guy's headed this season, too. Now, last thing, can we get, I got you guys both these. If you could pass these on to Gordon.
Definitely.
In case the M&M thing doesn't work out. You know that there are Melvins, right?
Okay.
Did you ever know there was a band called the Melvins?
No, I didn't. But they owe us some money because they.
They came before you.
No.
What do you mean, no? They didn't.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Well, yes, they did. Look how old they are, see? The Melvins. I wanted to give you one of these.
Oh, I appreciate it. We definitely appreciate that.
There you go.
The Melvins.
Houdini. Punk. Yeah. Punk music. Is that your sound? You like the punk music?
I like it all. I try to reach into every genre of music. I love it all.
What are we going to do? Last thing. What are we going to do about the uniforms? Let's get the black numbers on the side of the hat.
Hey.
Don't you think those are cool?
We should get the solid gold helmets.
Solid gold. Where'd that come from?
Solid gold helmet.
Oh, solid gold.
It'll be amazing. Trust me, it'll be amazing.
Solid gold helmet. I want you to get the white. Stay with the white hats. They're great.
Black numbers?
Put the black numbers. That's like old school.
Gold numbers.
Yeah.
Solid white with gold numbers.
Solid white. Gold. Okay, I mean, okay. If that's what you want, so be it. See, but do you see how I can be open to the creative process?
Of course.
Not you, though.
All right, give me one more.
Okay, let me see. M&M's, even if you drop them on the ground, they're still good to eat.
You're killing me, Smalls.
All right. You know what? Forget it. Forget it.
You're killing me.
All I do, I give, and Ingram just throws it back in my face.
I put it back in your lap. I didn't throw it back in your face. Oh, this is amazing.
Look at this. I got you crispy M&M's.
Yeah, got them all.
What's the best flavor?
All of them.
All 100?
Every one of them.
See? I don't even have to – see, you're savvy. That's clear. You're a savvy guy. You know.
You got to say M&M's.
M&M's.
They all taste amazing.
Oh, do it again.
You feel me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Like M&M's, they all taste amazing. You feel me?
I do.
You got to, like, give something that can relate to kids, too. Like, you don't want your kid eating off the ground. So you just, like, M&M's.
I didn't think about that.
They all taste amazing. You feel me? Everybody going to watch this commercial. Everybody.
How about – M&M's, if you eat three of them, I guarantee you that you will be in the NFL.
You don't want your kids just eating M&M's all the time as a kid. They're going to get rotten teeth.
Okay. See, that part we'll leave out. Like,
see?
How about M&M's, healthier than an apple?
So you're going to lie to the kids?
Whatever it takes. That's how committed I am.
I like your commitment. I definitely like your commitment.
All right.
Like that's one thing I can't say. You are totally committed, and I can deal with it. We'll just tweak a couple things, and we'll get you where you need to be.
Last thing.
Okay.
And then that's it. That's got to be it.
All right, come on.
A Raider, a Chief, a Bronco, and a Charger, the mascot. Who wins that?
Why you put us last? Start over. Say the four again.
Couldn't I say best for last?
Is that the way
I could spin that to you?
I'd rather put us first. Just say it one more time.
Chargers, Raiders, Broncos, Chiefs. A Chief, a Raider.
You put us last again.
No, I didn't.
You just said a Chief.
Charger, a Raider, a Chief, and a Bronco get into a big fight. Who wins?
To be totally honest with you, a Charger. Because the thing is, you see when a lightning bolt strikes – it could almost cuss just now. It could mess up, though. A lot of stuff.
That's right.
A Chief, he going to run out of breath. A Raider, just going to wear all that armor for no reason.
Yeah, right.
A Bronco is a horse that ain't finna do nothing, personally.
No, yeah.
The bolt can destroy all that at one time.
I do admire the Raider, though, because on that his picture on the helmet there, he's clean shaven. You know, he's a bad guy.
I guess he's trying to be a pretty boy.
He pillages these villages, but before he does, he says, "You know what? I want to look my best.
I gotta be
nice and clean."
We ain't thinking about none of that. We going to war. Boat coming to raise hell. That's what we coming to do.
Ooh, now I'm scared. All right, listen, Ingram. Here's our to-do list.
Okay.
Stay healthy this year.
Yes, sir.
I'm not just talking to you. I'm talking to the
whole team.
Whole team. Let's stay healthy.
Yes, sir.
I legitimately believe, and this is important, I want you to tell all the fellas, Dave Damashek thinks you guys can win the division this year in good health.
I don't – it's something I ain't got to tell them. They know we're going to do
it. They know it already.
Yeah. It ain't about believing. It's about knowing.
Okay. All right. Fair. That seems like a good a better verb.
There we go.
See, you're good at wordplay.
Yes,
that's
sir.
Why you didn't like some of my ideas. But all right.
All right, come on.
Okay, so you stay healthy.
Yeah.
Go get that West. Yeah. Go get that AFC West.
Yes,
you
sir.
Know, have a good time in Carson. Win. Yeah. Win Los Angeles.
We're going to take Los Angeles. It ain't about winning. It's about taking it.
Were you in the mix when you guys mixed with those Rams?
Yeah, definitely. I'm with my brothers no matter what.
You went in there?
Come on.
You stuck your nose in there?
Yeah, definitely.
We stay healthy. M&M deal.
Definitely.
For you and Gordon.
Yes, sir.
And then we all get together in the Twin Cities in early February.
Cool. Sounds amazing.
Does that sound like a good idea?
Sound like a plan.
All right, let's check back in with you and Gordon soon.
Yes, sir.
Let's do a tandem.
Okay, we got you.
Keep those M&Ms.
Yeah, we got you.
And then make sure he gets his
Melvins. Hey, I appreciate
Melvins
the gifts,
record.
Man. I appreciate
yeah,
the
it's
gifts.
A Melvins record for,
yeah,
the Melvins.
Definitely. I make sure he gets. I appreciate the gifts, man. Right. I will not lie to
Can
you.
I keep the original flavor M&Ms?
Keep
that.
Don't
cool?
eat too many. Don't eat three and all that. By the apple is better. Just.
But don't you think that would work? Like, I guarantee you will win a Super Bowl as the quarterback of an NFL team if you eat M&Ms.
No.
That would really – that would.
Phil
I mean,
don't even eat M&Ms.
He doesn't.
No.
Rare insight into the quarterback of your Los Angeles Rams.
He don't eat M&Ms. Phil don't like them. He don't eat M&Ms. So that's a lie.
We're not worried about him. He doesn't deserve an M&M sponsorship then.
I know we do. M&Ms are amazing. We can do this. Hold on. Let me tell you. Let me show you something. This is the perfect commercial right here. M&Ms are great to shower in. They're amazing.
That was, I mean, like, that. Look, everybody laughing behind. Like, yeah, that was a successful joke. You just did it.
It wasn't a joke. It was a shower. You showering them.
All right. Here, one thing. Let's see if you can catch one. Ready? Here it comes.
All right, come on.
No, in your mouth, fella.
Scram,
Ingram. Here, give these to the fellas.
All right. Thank you.
Give those to Trey Boston.
All right.
Melvin Ingram. Well, that's that. I think we've said it all, or close to it. I think there's nothing left to do than to take my headset off, hand it to MVP, get into my chariot of success, and drive it home. So with that, I will take leave of you and beautiful Costa Mesa and your Los Angeles Chargers. Will Kibbe is with you sometime next week, early next week on Tuesday. In the meantime, thanks so much, football fans. It's been a thin slice of heaven.